The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujak, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
With more than 140,000 alumni, UW-Milwaukee's footprint is significant, with graduates living in all 50 states and in countries around the world. A big challenge for UWM, like many other universities throughout the country, is staying connected to all of those people once they complete their degrees and move on. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to talk about that challenge with UW-Milwaukee's new head of alumni relations, Adrian Bass. Welcome, Adrian. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom.
And I should say relatively new because this is your second semester here in Milwaukee, arriving fresh from Michigan.
Yes, I am a Michigander at heart, but I am a Michigan State grad who found an opportunity to come back to a wonderful urban setting in Milwaukee, and I'm very pleased and happy that I'm here.
So from Michigan, but you found the light and made your way across the lake, and now we've got you here in Milwaukee.
Yes, it's quite similar to the environment I came from, where I think the people are very warm and very genuine, and there's a lot of activity and great culture. And I have found that to be so true here in Milwaukee.
Well, and your background has really prepared you for this job because you come to us having served as head of alumni relations at a college in Michigan.
Absolutely. I think I have sort of a diverse background. I started out working in politics in Michigan in the legislature for a number of years, transitioned to the corporate world in Chicago, so I was not too far away, and spent about 7 years in Chicago, returning home to Michigan and spending 15 years in higher education at Oakland University.
And Oakland University, a great story of a campus that went through some real transitions, not unlike UW-Milwaukee, in terms of sort of rediscovering itself.
Absolutely. Oakland is a wonderful place and offered me, I think, that broad opportunity to expand my skills and to learn. And through that opportunity, I was able to bring my expertise and really, I think, be able to make a difference here at UWM.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the setting here in Milwaukee. It's an urban university, biggest metropolitan area in the state of Wisconsin. And a lot of the UWM graduates are probably our listeners because they tend to stay here, don't they?
Love that. Well, and that's one thing that I find is very rich and valuable for the institution is that 71%, which I'm not sure very many people know this, 71% of our alumni base live right here in our backyard. And I think what's important is that they have that history and that love for the institution, but they also feel a very strong connection to the Milwaukee community. And I think that helps us. That helps in supporting many different opportunities that could come up and that we could bridge that gap between the community and the institution and allow for greater programming.
You know, at the beginning of the program, I talked about the challenges not just UWM faces, but colleges all over, because there are a lot of alumni. I mean, every year, millions of people graduate from colleges, many of them traditional age, but increasingly more and more adults who come back and either finish that degree or go back and do what they wanted to do when they were 17 or 18 and then life got in the way. So it really is a challenge to sort of keep connected, keep those tentacles attached to the body of the university.
Yes, and I think that, you know, we have to be aware of that, that needs are different these days in an alumni relations setting than they were 10 years ago. And so the face of an alum has changed and their needs have changed. And so we try to provide a broad amount of programming that can encourage participation on all levels. So we have, you know, young people graduating that are looking for internships and job opportunities, but we also have alumni that are transitioning in their careers. And then we have settled people in the community that really just want to engage and have family activities. So it's really our responsibility to help understand our audience and try to provide the greatest and broadest amount of opportunities that are quality and engaging for them.
You know, some people listening may say, oh, you know, I got a call from my university, and when they contacted me, all they wanted was money.
Yes.
So you're sitting in the alumni relations chair. How do you respond to that when people say, well, you know, nice to meet you, but don't call me again because they're afraid you're going to have your hand out?
You know, I definitely see where there are challenges at an institution where, you know, we need resources. But the resources that we're really looking for is to enrich the college experience for current students. So, you know, from that perspective, I feel their pain when everyone is being called just for financial support. But hopefully at UWM, they see the alumni office as a place to have a connection and a friendship and a longevity, a lifetime opportunity to stay informed and involved and to be able to enrich the community.
Well, and while money is nice, the fact is that alumni can offer a lot more than just pulling out their checkbook, right?
Absolutely. What we hope to provide over the next coming year, couple of years, is an opportunity not only to engage the local alumni base, but to engage the national and international alumni base. So we're looking at opportunities where we can match the interest with the needs of the institution and as well the needs of the alumni. So we're creating an ambassadors program that anyone could be involved in, whether you're in Shanghai or in Michigan or right here in our backyard in Milwaukee. These opportunities will allow you to sort through your interest and become an advocate or help in mentoring or be able to be involved in the recruitment process. And it's really wherever your passion lies. That's where we want you to feel that you can come to us and be able to be connected.
How easy or difficult is it to track all of these people? You talk about many folks staying in Milwaukee, but many do literally travel around the world. Tough to kind of keep a string tied to those ankles, knowing how mobile people can be today.
Absolutely. That's one of our greatest challenges. And we're only as good as the information that we have in the system, and we constantly are asking people to provide us their updates so that we can keep them informed and keep them involved. And so in response to that, we'll be sending out an alumni survey in the next few months, and that will be asking people to provide us, you know, areas of interest, what has been meaningful to them, as well as that demographic and data that is so valuable to us.
You know, school spirit is often one of the things that comes to mind when you think about alumni and alumni reunions, the fact that you kind of relive the old times. And I'm thinking this spring about our good friends across town at Marquette, where they have had a wonderful basketball season, and they are at the Big Dance, a place where UW-Milwaukee was not too long ago. Enormous, enormous spotlight and attention put on universities that are on that big national stage. Is that critical? Do you have to have a really, really good team in order to reinvigorate those alumni to reconnect, or is that just sort of icing on the cake?
Well, I think from my past experience, I saw what having a strong program can do for an alumni association. So I think it is a very important piece to the institution to have a strong program. And given that, I think that we are at a point, we're in a transition. And just like any team, you know, you have your up and down moments, but your fans should always be your fans and should support those transitions. And so I'm really excited about the new hire in Amanda Braun. I think there's a lot of recruiting going
on. That's the new athletic director for the university.
Yes. And I think, you know, I do see that there are a lot of people that see the face of the institution through athletics. And so there's a strong need to partner with the athletics office and to really help build that affinity and that pride and definitely that loyalty.
Well, and 10 years ago when UWM did make its first NCAA appearance, I know folks here in town sort of came out of their homes, out of their yes. apartments, and said, sure. "Hey, I need a UWM hat. I went to UWM," and I still see a lot of leftover effects of that great run 10 years ago with older alum. I mean, it was fascinating to see how, even though they may never have gone to a game 30 years ago, if the team is doing well today, it really can reinvigorate that school spirit.
Well, and I think when you become a part of an NCAA tournament, it just puts you on a different level. It gives you that national recognition that helps in every area of campus, from recruitment efforts to branding. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to showcase the university. And sometimes I feel that, you know, we're the best kept secret. There's so many wonderful things happening at the university. And sometimes athletics provides you that venue and that connection to have a unique opportunity for outreach. And so, you know, we'll get back to the NCAA, and the Alumni Association will be in full support of any opportunities to help build that program.
And I think we just heard Adrienne say that she'd be willing to sit on the bench as a volunteer coach, right?
There you go.
To make
anytime.
That happen. You know, as we think about school spirit, the fact is that there has to be a lot of things going on campus in addition to athletics in order to make sure that you make a connection with that wide range, that wide gamut of students, student personalities that you have when there are 30,000 people walking across the campus from morning to night.
Well, and one thing that, you know, I'd like to say is that this campus has over 1,200 alumni that have stayed and worked in different areas of campus. And so we're tapping into that right now, that resource, that wonderful resource of having an alum on campus that has that ability to shape the future of the institution. And so it is invaluable to us. And I think those partnerships will grow and we'll be able to provide more opportunities through their eyes and through their experiences.
Adrienne, when you get together with other alumni directors from maybe around the state, but the question is probably better put, around the country. I know that there are lots of organizations that serve as a way to have folks in your position to network and exchange ideas. What's the biggest concern that comes up in those discussions nationally?
Well, I think one of the concerns is being able to identify with the students early on, because it's not just about once you graduate from the university, you become this Alumni Association member. It's about building a pride early on, and it's also about connecting with students so they have a real feeling about staying involved after they graduate. And we did a study one time, and the gist of it was the students feel like the Alumni Association are old people who always ask for money, and that's anything but the truth. And so, you know, that's one of the challenges. I think there's also a challenge of staying connected over time as people, as we talked about before, people move and they relocate and change jobs. It's very difficult to stay in touch and keep that alumni base current. And so, you know, that is one thing that we're always talking about. How do we do a better job of engaging and staying involved, both at a student level and also at an alumni level?
Is there any evidence that would suggest it's easier to do that job if you're at a private university versus a public university?
Well, I think resources play a huge role in that, and being able to provide the right marketing campaigns and being able to align yourselves at the right opportunities in the regions. And so I think we're going through a little transition right now and looking at our branding, because that is one way that people relate to the institution and ignite that sense of pride and want to become involved. So we're looking at providing a brand new logo for the association and launching that in the next few months and being able to put a public campaign and face to the association.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio, Adrian Bass. Adrian is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations. Relatively new to Milwaukee, comes to us. I think you called yourself a Michelander.
Michigander.
I've never heard that before.
I guess it's a term locals use, but I was born and raised. I'm the youngest of five kids, and my family has had a business in Michigan for over 65 years, so I was pretty deeply rooted there and have definitely not looked back in making my decision and love Milwaukee.
Well, and of course, now you're in the home of the Panthers, and I have to say, if you're from Michigan, there aren't any Lions around Wisconsin, so
no.
Have you had to make the conversion to Packer mania here?
Well, you know, it was funny because when we moved here, I have a 5-year-old daughter, and her name is Jillian, and it starts with a G, and so she was quick to acclimate because there's a G on every jersey and every single hotel, restaurant, and shopping plaza. So it was kind of a funny thing that, you know, she sees this big Green Bay. But we're certainly going to support the Packers.
Well, and you also have a B at the beginning of your last name, so the Brewers are probably going to be happy to sell you more equipment from their shop, too.
Yes, and we're very supportive of the Brewers, and we have just come back from spring training, and we had 175 alums from Arizona, and we had a wonderful event, and it just shows how there's pride out there nationally and how people really want to engage and get together and meet other alumni on the national front.
Let's talk a little bit about that the aspect of alumni who have moved away. You said earlier 72% of UWM alum remain in the Milwaukee area, and you're right, that's a huge, huge strength, but that means about a third have moved on to a different pasture. How do you connect with those folks who have careers and families and pursuing life 1,000 miles away from Milwaukee?
Well, I think it really starts at the chapter level, and we have been growing a national chapter program, but it also involves having programs and opportunities that serve the national community. And so what we're trying to do is expand some of those opportunities, such as we're devising a new Panther Pride reading program. So we'll be publishing a book in two languages, and distributing it nationally so that alumni teachers in their communities can read about Pounce and the Milwaukee community. We've also developed this ambassadors program, which allows people to spend 15 minutes or many, many weeks in developing relationships with other alumni and students, and to get connected in a meaningful way that accommodates their schedule and their lifestyle.
Because life is real busy. I mean, you know, you talk to anybody these days and they say, money is nice, but time would sure be better sometimes.
Absolutely. Never, ever enough time to do all the things. But we'd like to think that our alumni across the country would make the association and the university one of their top priorities.
You said one of the ways in which you hope to get people to advocate is to help with recruiting students. Let's talk about how that might play out.
Yeah, alumni can play a significant role in talking about their experiences while they were at school. And they're also well positioned in the community to help these students and on many different levels, from internships to giving them practical experience. And right now, this is a push for the coming year to help the admissions office and partner with the association to provide opportunities for alumni to write letters and have a campaign with our alumni across the country to help them showcase the institution as well as to attend college fairs in their area and help in the recruitment process. And they have a significant impact. And I think it's a fun opportunity for them to be engaged.
Can you use even older alum or are younger alum more effective when thinking about getting in front of that high school junior or high school senior who has 1,000 choices when thinking about college?
You know, I think in this case, anyone that has a love and a passion for the institution is appropriate. This is all age appropriate. And I really feel that students appreciate when they're reached out to from, you know, someone who has had a meaningful experience and cares enough to come and spend their time to tell them this is a great choice and you're making the right choice and we'll help you in any way we can.
You know, so often when I talk to alum, and not just from UWM, but from Marquette and Madison, when they think about their college days, they may certainly remember those great basketball games or you know, being out on Spates Plaza when there was
sure.
a snowball fight, those moments that are sort of crystallized or frozen in your mind. But more often, I tend to hear from folks describe experiences they had with a teacher. With a faculty member who kind of took them under the wing or just amazed them with something they never knew, and it sort of set them on a new chart. Is there a way, do you see that happening, and is that still as important as it was for me, certainly, as I think about my college experiences, that connection between a faculty member and a student?
Faculty are just an invaluable resource and connection to alumni. And I'm glad you bring this up because faculty are just these gems, and they provide tradition and they provide this incredible view and learning experience. And then the students go away and they never forget, as you've said. And so we are looking at ways to bridge those two together. And we're asking for people to come back and tell us what their experiences were so that we can publish them in the magazine and be able to reconnect them with the alma mater in a meaningful way. And I think that faculty really appreciate that faculty are just this gem. And they are really a rich, rich resource for us and also provide a meaningful connection that's irreplaceable.
Well, and when you think of the triangle, if you've got a student who graduates and says, boy, I had a great education, I really, really was able to connect with a faculty member, you get somebody, a student like that or an alum like that, in front of a high school junior or senior who's saying, gee, where do I go? Those stories can be incredibly powerful, can't they?
Absolutely.
Tell them that there's room for one more person to get that great experience.
I think it's all about the personal connection and the comfort level that you have. And I think if we can just get students on campus and meet with faculty and see the programs, you know, it sells itself. But there are so many people that are looking that are outside of this area nationally, and they don't often, you know, they get that quick college visit. You know, they might come and see us for a day or two, and they're doing their national search. And so by providing that special perspective, sometimes it's just what they need to, you know, help recruit the best and the brightest all over the country.
I talked to a freshman on campus a couple of months ago, and I said, well, how'd you end up here? And she said, well, my mom graduated from UWM, and she said, that's where you're going. I had such a good experience. You will too. And so I pushed
sure.
her. I said, well, did you listen to your, well, you did listen to your mom, but was she right? And she said, oh, yeah, I love it. And I suspect on campuses around the country, that sort of legacy effect is still very, very powerful.
Well, I when I started here, I attended the open house, and I was watching a woman, and who I'd assumed was one of the relatives. She had her granddaughter with her, and I said, "So, what brought you here? Why did you come to the open house today?" And she said, "I am a proud graduate." And I waited for this moment. She said, I haven't been that connected, and coming back here has brought it all back to life. And she told me that she couldn't wait to bring her granddaughter and show her the experiences that she had. And so I thought that was very special.
Yeah, I'm gonna, you know, thinking of those thousands, 140,000 alum that are out there. I'm sure there are lots of grandchildren,
yes,
or kids that would be prospects,
or cousins, or sisters, or neighbors. I think you know, sometimes we don't think about the impact we can have as an alum in reaching out to people that are very close to us.
Yeah. Yeah. What about one of the other services I want to ask, and again, this question applies to all alumni associations, not just UWM. What are universities and organizations like yours doing in terms of helping alumni once they're out there for a while in the work world and they're ready for a transition? Is career services an issue? Is that one of the things that alumni associations these days are thinking a lot about?
I think a lot of associations are thinking about it. I think the challenge is having a full spectrum of opportunities in a career service environment that typically serves undergraduate students that are transitioning. And so the alum that comes back to campus 10, 20 years later and needs those services often cannot find that at an institution. And we're proud to say that we have provided a spectrum of resources. We actually have a career service alumni specialist in our office who has provided networking programs, job placement, and also career advising. And so it's very unique, but I think it's very necessary. And we find just a ton of people that would love to take the opportunity to engage on that level. And so I think what's challenging is having enough resources to build that program. And many other institutions are looking into that, in fact.
What about social media? What role does Facebook or Twitter play in terms of you connecting with those alums scattered around the world?
It's critical. It's the lifeline for us. And, you know, the days of email are gone and we have to keep up with technology. And so we have thousands of alums that have an instant connect with us professionally and personally through LinkedIn and other social media sites. And it's really invaluable. It allows us to get information out there quickly, but it also allows people to share their views and to share information. And it's just been a great tool for us.
And it saves a lot of postage, doesn't it?
It saves a lot of money. Yes, that's one thing that as alumni relations face cuts with, you know, the universities cutting back on resources. It's a challenge to operate in traditional ways, and mailings are becoming less and less, and e-vites, electronic invitations, and using these social mediums have become more powerful.
You know, I got to admit, I'm really jealous of the more recent, recently graduated alum, because they have had an opportunity to connect with their fellow classmates using social media while they're still in school, whether it's at UWM, Madison, Marquette, you know, you can go on. For a lot of us who graduated before Facebook was around, it's awfully tough, at least I find it tough, to reconnect, because you lose touch with these folks. You know, if you're not talking to them for 5 or 6 years, you know, in some cases, people get married, names change. Really, really much harder to connect if you haven't been connected.
Well, that's why it's important to send us your updates and provide us ways to, you know, connect you with other alumni and to share those class notes and those special moments in your life so that we can promote you and so that you, in turn, can connect with others. And you can always reach us and we can provide that link. We can't provide the information, but we're happy to call somebody if you're trying to reconnect with an old college friend and let them know you're looking for them.
See, I think if you started a dating service at the Alumni Association, that also would be a really, really big bonus. Just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah.
Although I should note, I am happily married, so it's not for me, it's for others.
Yes. Well, we hope that people just connect naturally through events and opportunities that we sponsor. And we are planning a Met and Married event next February for alumni that have met and married on campus, but everyone is welcome.
Great. Well, Adrienne Bass, we wish you the best of luck, Godspeed, as you run this association of 140,000 Panthers around the world, and invite you back in the future to talk about how things are going.
Well, it's been wonderful to be here, and it's really a privilege to serve UWM, and I thank you for your time.
Well, that's all for this week's program. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet the faculty, staff and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.